Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Discover Your Spirit on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Brenda Reading. And today I am so very excited to bring to you Susan Dentino. Let me just say a few things about you, Susan. Welcome first.
Thank you.
Susan is a Hay House author. She published the book Songs of My Life, Slightly Out of Tune. Very cute, very nice book. She also is the host of the podcast Seize Your Day, Tools for Living a Life of Passion and Purpose. Now, I've known Susan for quite some time, and she has accomplished so many things. And it seems to me that the things that she's always worked on is how to help people and how to help people move through, especially emotional times in their life. So I'm very happy, especially given this time of year that we're in, right? We're in the holidays, and sometimes people have some issues that they're dealing with, one being the loss of their loved ones and missing our loved ones, our spirit loved ones this time of year. And so Susan has some tips and things to help us move through some of these more difficult times. And I just want to say thank you, Susan, for joining us tonight, and welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Okay, so you also published a companion deck called Grief Reliefs, right, to help us move through these issues, grief journeys. And so I'm gonna turn the show over to you right now, Susan, and let you talk about the things that you've done and that you do to help people with these emotional times.
Yeah, certainly the holidays are a challenging time when you're going through your grief journey. And I want to remind everybody that it is a journey. It's not a destination. It's been 7 years since I lost my husband, and it's a roller coaster ride. There's times where you're just perfectly okay, and there's other times where you feel like it just happened yesterday. So that's the first thing I want to tell people, to give themselves permission to feel their emotions and be able to experience everything that they feel, be it crying, be it anger, be it, you're just throwing your fist up to the heavens and saying, "Why me?" All of these things are appropriate because it's all based on what it is that you feel. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. It's all about expressing your emotions. So, as you said, the birth of my deck, Grief Reliefs, it's very interesting because I had a whole deck done all about the chakras. I'm very much, in love with that type of energy, that energy healing modality, working with your chakras. And I was looking for somebody to help me get it all done. And while I was in meditation, another one of my loves, I got all of this information downloaded and really succinctly put what it said was, listen, put that deck away. That will come out in a different time. This is what you're meant to do. And everything just came to me. It was downloaded. It should be small to fit in your purse. And I'm actually going to pull a card from my deck sometime during the show, but I'll just give you an idea just for everybody. And basically, what it is it just like following my intuition, it totally took on a life of itself. The perfect people came into place. I think I got the idea, and it was out like within the year. Unfortunately, it was the year right as we were entering COVID. So in the beginning, I was out speaking, it was doing great. Then COVID hit. But again, I love working with the deck. I have a website, griefreliefs.com, where you can go and select your own card. Certainly, I would love to have you buy the deck. But again, I understand you like to feel it, you like to see what it's about. With this deck, and what's so important on your grief journey is self-care. This is all about self-care tips. And during the holidays, just going through the holidays, even if you're not experiencing grief, it's overwhelming. You know, there's so much that needs to be done, has to be done. Then you throw the component of the loss of a loved one, and it makes it even more challenging. So taking some time for yourself, doing things that make you feel a little bit of joy and that will help take away the grief. Now, again, I'm not saying a deck of cards is going to remove this. It's strictly right. a tool you could use. Mm-hmm. So I've come personally to rely on that, and I love talking about how this can help you. As far as the holidays go, one of the things that I think really helps is to create new traditions.
Mm.
So in other words, like, you know, we're so used to what we did with our loved ones. And in the span of like 10 years, I mean, I lost my brother. I lost both my parents. I lost my husband. I lost a grandchild, little stillborn baby, because my daughter was very sick. So it was really, it's been a ton of losses. And it's just, like I said, that time of year, you think, oh, the little grandbaby, how old would he have been? And, you know, my husband, and what would he have been doing? My parents. So the first thing that I did the first year that he passed is I got everybody matching Christmas pajamas. Everybody in the family.
So cute idea.
Yeah. And you know, they always come to me Christmas morning. So everybody had to wear their pajamas. I gave them to them on Christmas Eve. So, you know, my adult grandchildren, my little grandchildren, everybody had to wear these pajamas. And then every year since then, we've done that and taken a group picture. So it was something, again, it just helped. It, like you said, it lightened things up. You know, I picked them out in such a way, like one year it was Peanut. You know, there was like one year it was like a wise elf that said something a little bit off color that I won't share on your show. And,
Thank you. Just
something like that, like, you know, who's naughty, who's nice. So half the family would be naughty, half the family would be nice, you know. So it was really something that it just lightened it up a little bit. And I've done things like that. Another thing, like we just celebrated Thanksgiving. And what I would say is, okay, what's one of your favorite memories about your dad? So, you know, of course we do the gratitude thing, but what's one of your favorite memories about him? And I actually have a picture of this. My husband was the type that he ate dinner and then he went down into his cave, the basement, where he'd watch TV or whatever. So we had all the place cards. So the one year after he had gone, I went to the empty chair with my glass of wine and somebody took a picture of me toasting him, you know, happy Thanksgiving, you know, where are you? You ate and ran. So things like that, remembering yeah. those things, that's been extremely beneficial. So I think you have to realize that things have changed. None yes. of us like change, but you have to accept it has changed. And so what can you do to accommodate that change to bring some joy, bring some light? The first year after people pass is always, I think, probably one of the more challenging because it's yes. all the firsts, you know,
yes,
first Christmas, first birthdays. So that's why having things planned, it's very helpful, I think.
I love the idea of bringing in the new traditions, because I find, like, you know, missing my parents during the holidays, because I did a lot with my mother as far as baking and this and, you know, decorating Christmas cookies and this and that. And so then when we go to do that with the family, it's like I still have that twinge, you know, even while it's happening, I'm still having my own emotions, and we'll continue to do those. But I do love the idea. One of the things I started doing was an ugly sweater Christmas party at my house, you know,
I love that.
Yeah. So I totally agree with you finding new joys, right, to celebrate during those times. And I love the fact that you make it available on your website where they can pick a card, because I think you're right, especially with something so personal as a deck, right? They want to see how it works. They want to see what it looks like, and they want to see how it feels, right? So I think that's great that you allow them to do that. You were talking about meditation, and I know that you have a very special empowering meditation that you have done too. And that's something you can talk about if you'd like.
Sure. Actually, when people purchase the deck, okay, and the freebie cards that you can pull are also available on my website, which is my name. But when people purchase the deck, they'll get a download for a meditation, which is very similar to my empowering meditation
Okay.
technique. So in empowering meditation, it's a combination of journaling, affirmation, creation, and then guided meditation. And basically what we do is we work in a classroom situation where people will, first of all, write a fairy tale, okay? If
Oh,
their
how
life
fun.
was everything, you know, somebody came down and said, okay, what would your life look like in perfection? And then I have them write it. And what I really emphasize is to get to the feeling place of it. Whenever we're trying to manifest, bring anything into our lives, it's very important that we get to the feeling place so that we're raising our vibration. And rather thinking of all the things we don't have, we focus on what it is that we do. And by writing this fairy tale and getting into as much detail as possible, what we do is we start to live it. And that's what you want to do when you're manifesting. You want to live it. You want to get into all of the emotions that, again, are going to raise your vibration. And then after that's done, I have them create an affirmation based on what it is they're trying to bring into their lives. Okay. So just for short and sweet, say it's, a more financial security. So, as we know, when you write an affirmation, it's always written as if this is already your truth. So, I am financially abundant. So, you would write that down. And then, what you do is you take that affirmation into the guided meditation. And it depends. Each time I do it a little bit differently because, again, all my meditations are very much channeled, so to speak. So they're never the same twice. But what it really does is it ingrains that affirmation you've created into your cells so that anytime you're feeling low or feeling, you know, that you're suffering from lack, that affirmation, I am financially abundant, will pop in. It will become almost automatic. So you're staying away from the victim mentality, the fact that there's not enough mentality, and you're focusing on the fact that each and every one of us are entitled to abundance in our lives. And one of the things that I always point out whenever I'm talking about manifesting is that I really do believe that our soul chooses certain things that it wants us to experience. So we can be the most positive thinkers in the world because I've had people say to me, Susan, what did I put out there to bring this in? And so many things have happened to me in my life that I think, you know what? We won't know the reasons for it till we cross over. Because if your soul's path and your contract is saying, okay, I want to watch, you know, my high school sweetheart pass, you know, and be alone at this point in my life where I never expected to be without a partner, you know, it's like, that's something you really have to embrace. You know, it's just super important.
Well, what you were saying about the affirmations, I think that is also a great tip, especially as we move through the holidays and into the new year, right? Because if, for instance, if your one of your wishes is to bring more joy into your life, right? So that can also be in the form of an affirmation, as you're saying. And I think it's very important. So I feel like that in itself, just the affirmation piece is a tip to help us move through. It's a tool. It's a tool for us to move through what's going on, and it helps to bring your focus, like you said, back to what you do have in life. So I think that's great. And I, for one, I'd like to take, I haven't had the opportunity to look at your empowering meditation technique, but I think I'm going to. So, yes.
It's been a long time. As a matter of fact, I did present that course at Lilydale. So, and I don't remember when, but it was a while ago. And it's just so funny because You know, you look back, my first project was a children's book called A Year of Me, which I probably have a copy here somewhere. Yeah, this was my first project, okay? And I really thought, all right, this is it. This is going to be the first book that Oprah's going to pick for a children's book club, right? So I thought, this is my life purpose. This is it. Well, I am telling you, I still have boxes of these books. You know, again, it's the fun in the writing is one thing, but then when you have to market, and I'm not great with sales, I really more than anything consider myself a teacher. So whatever it is that I do, I always like to bring some teaching into it. So with each project that I've done, it's finally like once it's done, I kind of move on. So empowering meditation, again, it came to me during meditation. I do have it up on my website. I can do it one-on-one with people, but it's almost like, okay, you know, that's done. And it took me a
Susan's
long
done with that. I'm moving on.
Exactly. And you know, it took me a long time. You're getting the more evolved, Susan, because it took me a long time to really be able to define success, because I thought, well, you know, if I was a success, this book would be on the bestseller list. Songs of My Life would be on the bestsellers list. You know, even with grief reliefs, like I said, oh my gosh, they were doing fantastic. But then COVID hit. And when you're not out speaking, people want a piece of you, you know? And what was so interesting about the deck as I was out teaching was that when I created this, as I said, it was all about self-help, taking, you know, really putting yourself first. And what happened, the very first class I taught, it was in Texas, San Antonio. And this woman, it was a yoga studio, and everybody had their decks. And this woman pulled her card and all of a sudden started really getting emotional. And I said, oh, I said, are you okay? What's happening? And she had the breathe card, which I'm sure I won't find because I want it. But anyway, she had the breathe card, which is reminding you to breathe. And there's a box breath little thing. All of the information on the card for the card is on the card. So you don't have to worry about a guidebook. I do have an extended guidebook you can download. But she said it was a picture of two dolphins jumping. And she said, oh my gosh, all my husband ever talked about was swimming with the dolphins. So I know this is a message from him. And wow, like again, you know, in our work, I took a step back because I couldn't believe it. And this has happened again. There's one picture with popcorn, which is telling you go to the movies, you know, binge Netflix. And one lady burst out crying because the last meal, so to speak, she had shared with her loved one where he was feeling well enough was popcorn. So, you know, again, and these little hits that we get. So often we think we're making them up. They're not valid. And that's why I say this all the time on my podcast. People that are just operating from their five senses are at a disadvantage. We have to trust that intuition and trust our sixth
Absolutely.
sense, especially now with the way the planet's changing. So often I'm on autopilot. I just, okay, pay attention. Because usually, if I don't, I say, okay, I get why I was supposed to have listened to that because it usually proves that I should have listened because, you know, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I totally get it, right? You're preaching to the choir here. I do understand the concept. And yeah, and it's like if you don't listen, you'll get a little tap to like either put you back on your path or remind you, of what you're supposed to be doing. But so grateful for it, right? So with that too, you have a new podcast called Seize Your Day: Tools for Living a Life of Passion and Purpose. And I find it inspiring for myself that you, who have been through so much, and you, I'm going to tell the listeners, because you didn't mention it, that you have lived in Sanibel and you've had your property destroyed multiple times, right? And it's like you lived through this as well during all this grief stuff that's going on, and it's like your whole world is just like, thrown up around you, and yet you're able to pick yourself up, right? Dust yourself off, put together this podcast for people about living a life of passion and purpose. I mean, you're just like the unsinkable Susan, So why don't you tell our people about the podcast?
Okay. The one thing I will say, though, like anybody, I have to say losing my house in Florida, because this was last year in September, it really brought me to my knees. And I really realized it wasn't about the stuff, but this was my home. And I still, I'm broadcasting with you from Buffalo, but I do have, that's where I live full time now is Florida, which I haven't been able to do really for a year. So that brought all the grief that I had not expressed for all of my losses to the forefront. And I am not exaggerating. I must have cried solidly for 2 or 3 days. Because it was good. I needed to do, I always say that crying is detoxing from the inside out. I needed to cry like that to really grieve my husband, because what had happened was he left 2 businesses behind. And the first year I had to focus on what was going to happen with those and my daughters and everything. And it was just like, I never took the time to take a step back and say, it's your turn. And this cruise that I went on in December of last year, it's a long story. I'm not going to get into it, but we were stuck at sea for 11 days, okay? Because we couldn't go into the ports in New Zealand because there was a problem with the hull of the ship, a biohazard. That time at sea gave me such clarity. It was like a veil had been lifted. And I said, oh my gosh, this is what it is like to put yourself first. I had never done it before. So these things, as you said, I want to share with people and with my podcast. What I love about it, because I've had radio shows, is I can do it whenever I want. And I actually have a podcast. I think I did it last, it had to be last year, Navigating Grief Through the Holidays. And then right now, what I've got up is Stress Busters for the Holidays. And I just, December 1st went up, a house blessing that is fantastic to do. It's a guided meditation that you can do to make your house shiny from the inside out so that when people come in, they can feel the love. So as I mentioned earlier, I look at that as a way to teach, because that's really what I enjoy doing. So if somebody has a takeaway from it where they've learned something, every once in a while, I'll do a bunch of readings. Like I'll have people post. And even when I'm doing those readings, I will focus on what other people can learn. Because I always find readings are great for the person being read, but everybody else, it's kind of boring. They're waiting to hear their what their reading is. So I really try and focus on, you know, again, talking about the holidays and how I felt like everything had to be perfect. And you talk about baking cookies, and I am not a baker. And so I would try and fail. And I just learned so many ways to really do the things I totally enjoyed for the holidays. And the things that I didn't, you know, there's so many great people that bake great cookies. I buy cookies, you know. I say on the Stress Busters, pick what it is that you like to do. And anything that you can get off your plate, so to speak, do it. Do it. So these are the things.
Oh, I like that idea so much. You know, pick what you like to do, kind of like what brings you joy, right?
Right.
Back to that. Do what brings you joy, do it well, and get the rest of it off your plate.
Right. I mean, I tell a funny story on that podcast about the 1 year, because again, we were in a little bit of a different financial situation. And so all the house decorating outside, I would do myself. And I put together all these automated reindeer. I won't even tell you how much, because my husband was great at work. That was about it. So I didn't get any help from him. So I put together all these automated reindeer, get them all out on the lawn. And this was in Buffalo. And basically that night, a windstorm came through and it looked like there had been a slaughter in Santa Land. All the reindeers were down, Santa's down. Oh my gosh. One of the best Christmas gifts I ever got was the year my husband surprised me and he had the whole house decorated. I had been out of town and came home and it was all decorated. And see, that's another thing, like I said, that I've learned less is more. So I love now they have so many things where all you have to do is put a spotlight on your house. But, you know, like I say, I enjoyed it, but I'm not good at it. So I like to do the things that I'm like really doing my podcast brings me so much joy, you know, sharing this house blessing meditation and really getting that word out there. That's what I like to do. You know, some people gift wrap like, you know, Picasso. I just use the bags. If I can get away putting the stuff in the bags, I do. But yet I love to shop and I love to get things for people that they really enjoy. So, you know, it's picking and choosing what you have time for. And again, I know when you've got little ones, it's a little bit different. You know, there's expectations there. But I think expectation is a loaded word, and you have to just make
Kind of
sure.
like baked potatoes. It's a loaded word, loaded with carbs, loaded with everything.
Yes, exactly. And see, where are these expectations coming from? Most of the time, it's you're putting these expectations on yourself, and then you're falling short. And I knew there was a point I wanted to make when we were talking about affirmations, Louise Hay and her mirror work. And how important it is doing the affirmations. Before my book got published by Hay House, I had a sticky note on my computer for literally years that said, "My book is published by Hay House." And sometimes I'll throw gratitude in there when I am grateful my book has been is published by Hay House. So that was there forever until it happened, you know. So I really feel that there's power in that, in those, you know, and again, getting back to what I said before, there's two things you have to remember with manifesting. Timing, because just because you want it, it might not be happening when you think it should. And the fact that sometimes things just aren't meant to be. And I do believe that.
That is a powerful statement in itself. And especially for us type A personalities, right? That we're driven and we keep going and keep going. What's the next thing, right? What am I doing
Right.
next? And then we get impatient because spirit didn't give us the information quick enough, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I need the rest of it. Where is it? You know? So yeah, sometimes things aren't meant to be, and especially not on our timetable, which is usually yesterday, right?
Right,
Yeah.
exactly.
So I understand that. I just think you have such a positive attitude and a realistic one at the same time. You know, it's like some of my friends say, "Oh, Brenda, you're always so bright and shiny, bright and shiny." But that's not true. You know, it's like I try to be bright and shiny for other people. You
Right.
know, right? So, and we put on our faces, right? And then our real emotions come out, and that's when we deal, you know, and with the grief and the things that are going on. And I just so you have so many tools here. You've got, oh, I know. So let's look at your card deck and let's pull a card,
Okay,
right?
yeah,
Let's
so
not forget.
yeah, so the contract you make, these were designed like they fit in your purse, fit in your pocket, and as I said, all the information is right on the card. And then there's a couple instruction cards in there. I want to say it's, you know, I really should know how many cards are in here, but I don't. I think it's 38, 33, something like that. But so you have the cards in here. But the deal that you make with yourself is that whatever card you pull, you're going to do what it says. Even if, you know, you can't do it immediately, you make a little contract with yourself. And again, this has been a while since I did the downloadable PDF, but I'm almost positive I put a signature page on there that you like sign that you promise you're going to do it, right? So, you know, I have used these as gifts and sent them to people. And one of the things that was said to me was that, you know, I wish you wouldn't have called them grief reliefs because I think these would help my daughter. She's really not grieving. And I said, you know, we're all grieving something, you know, whether it's the loss of a loved one, which is a deep grief, the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship, or even just trying to become more self-aware of the things that are important to you. So, you know, I always shuffle away and I don't look so that I'm being a total random selection. Okay. All right. So what I tell people to do before they do anything, read the back of the card, is to look at the front of the card and see how it makes them feel. What is this? And I know many people who have lost loved ones, butterflies are huge that they feel are a sign. Okay.
My
So if,
mom is the blue butterfly.
see, there you go. And see, for me, like looking at it, and again, because it's this time of year where I feel that you have to remember, no is a complete answer, that blue so much about the throat chakra, so much about the idea of speaking your truth. So again, today, that's what's coming to me with this color. It is so much about really remembering that, again, there's obligations we have to make, but there are times when we don't have the energy. Give yourself permission to say no. So I feel this is a strong hit for me because I have a hard time saying no. And it's
I do
so
too.
interesting I pulled this card because this was the first card that I designed for the deck. And what the card says is spread your wings, do something just a bit outside your comfort zone, something you have held back from doing, explore the possibilities and just do it. So, what I'm inviting your audience to do is to look at this as a message for you, especially with the new year coming. Is there something you've been putting on the back burner that you really want to do? Well, I'll do it when this is done. Well, I'll do it when this is done. Pulling this card is telling you, spread those wings. It's time to do it now. So, and again, as I said before, change is always a bit uncomfortable. So for me, like in the beginning, like going and sitting like in a restaurant with myself was a challenge, but now I enjoy doing it. I can sometimes not even bring a book or anything. Just enjoy sitting, and I love to people watch. So I'll sit and people watch. Sometimes I sit at the bar, whether I'm drinking or not. And I'm not a big drinker, but I like it because sometimes people sit down next to you. They'll be a little bit more social, and you can. I mean, the things that you can see. So, but some people will say to me, just like with the cruise you and I were talking about before we came on air that I'm taking in a few months. How can you do this alone? And see, the way I look at it, one way or the other, somebody's going to be alone. So the best favor you can do yourself is to enjoy your own company. Go to the movies with yourself, go out to dinner with yourself. It's just really important to do that. So that's a significant card. So again, those people that are tuning in looking, what does that butterfly remind you of? What do those colors mean? And so much when I see the fuchsia, this always speaks to me of passion. So this is something maybe that you've been waiting to do that you feel passionate about. You don't have enough money, you don't have this and that, but there's always ways that you can accomplish making your dreams come true with maybe a little bit of modification. So, don't say you're too old to do it. Don't say
Right.
this, don't say that. There's always a way you can make it happen.
I love that idea of learning to like to spend time with yourself. Because if you think about it, just as a as I just personally, and the stages of your life, when you get married, most people have kids and then, you're raising the kids and you're working. It's like, when are you really truly by yourself? Seldom, right? And then you're usually making lists about what you need to do for everybody else, right? So I find too in my work that for people that are trying to find this something outside the comfort zone, right? They don't know what they like to do anymore because they haven't been doing anything for themselves. So, or by themselves. So I find this card and what you said, doing something outside your comfort zone, I feel like that is a fantastic idea, especially for the new year, right? Because it gives yourself an opportunity. Like, and I say to my people, I said, life is a smorgasbord. We don't have to just stick with one item. You get cheesecake, that's it. You don't get to have any other dessert your whole life. No, it's a smorgasbord, right? So try something new. So I particularly resonate with that card. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, it's funny because I'll use the metaphor of buffet. You know that you've got a buffet. I love smorgasbord. I forgot about that word. That's a better sounding word.
It's a
But
buffalo
yeah, it's
word.
right, exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, I talk about it in Songs of My Life, but and I think I brought it up in the stress about the holidays, about how I started getting in the habit of buying myself one thing for Christmas that I really wanted, gift wrapping it and everything, and putting it under the tree because my husband would never get my hints. And I every year I put, like you say, you're putting all your effort into making everybody happy. And I talk about the one year he bought me this jacket. It had to be like this big. It was petite, certainly not for me, and it was fur. And God only knows what kind of fur it was. And here's my daughters. I have three daughters, and they're all sitting there, and I actually burst out crying because said, oh, after all the work I put into everybody's gifts, I had dropped them a million hints. I wanted one of those at the time very popular toy watches. That's what I wanted. And you know, and again, he'd do his Christmas shopping Christmas Eve, and this whole outfit that he bought me was on a mannequin. So that speaks to the size. And then what he says to me, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna make the best of it. And I go, where did you get this? Because I'm thinking maybe I could go, you know, buy something that I'd like. And he said, and he gives me this whole, you know, idea of where he bought it. I won't mention the store now, but all they do is give do bills. And this is not a store I would ever shop at. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And I know, see, people could be listening to this thinking, wow, that sounds so selfish, so self-involved. And I always say, being self-loving is not being selfish. Because until you learn to love yourself, until you learn to put yourself first, you can't totally love somebody else. And I really believe that, you know, and it's just like you're saying, so many people have issues with really being comfortable in their own skin. And I think we're seeing so much of that now with, you know, the controversy, the people that we see that, you know, I believe I've said this, you know, that there's two things, there's love and there's hate, and we all come from one or the other. And right now we're seeing love and fear, rather. I'm sorry, love and fear. And
Gotcha.
right now we're seeing so much fear that is turning into hate about what's going on in the Middle East politically and things like that. And that's the one thing that I have learned. And I'll take a step back and say, am I coming from a place of love or fear? And you know, the same thing talking about just saying no, the holidays. Are you coming from a place of love or fear? And fear to me, guilt. That's a big thing. Guilt is
Yeah.
very low vibrating energy.
Right.
And really, except for the things you absolutely have to do, you should never be doing anything because you feel guilty. That's coming from a place of fear.
Oh, and how many years did it take to learn that,
A
Susan?
long time. I won't divulge my
I
age.
know. I feel you. I understand it. It's like,
But
I
yes.
know,
Yeah.
right?
You know, it's just like the other day, somebody asked me to do something and I just said no. And I had to strangle myself not to defend why I was saying no, you know,
Yeah.
but it was so freeing because why did I have to explain? It was not something I could do. No, but it
Yeah,
was
that's like
hard.
our friend Jill. Remember Jill? She always says,
Yes.
no is a full sentence. It's a full
Yeah.
sentence. That's
Yeah.
it.
No is a complete sentence.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes.
So there was something else I wanted to ask you, but I think I lost it. Another wonderful thing that comes with age. But I can't believe our time. It's like I think we're almost to our time here. I didn't realize you were in Buffalo at the time because I'm not that far away from you. So I'm in West Seneca. So I, you know, maybe afterwards we can chat. But I'm just excited because there's so many things that you have to offer, you know, so many tips and so many different options, whether it's listening to your podcast or going on your website and looking at, you know, the meditation or the cards or the tongue-in-cheek humor of your book, you know. I mean, there's just a lot, and I feel like it always comes from a beautiful place of experience and giving and wanting to help other people. So I feel like maybe it's time for you to submit one of your classes to Lilydale again, because we're always looking for wonderful presenters and wonderful content. And we know that you fit the bill on both of those. So Susan, I just want to thank you for coming on my show today and sharing everything that you have to share.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you so much. And Brenda, I know our relationship has been, like you said, a very long time. I was trying to remember when I met you, but it's such a pleasure. And I want to officially say congratulations to all that you're doing right now.
Oh,
I think
thanks.
It's phenomenal. And you're somebody too that's very driven by helping others. So my only caveat is make sure you're taking care of you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you so much. So with that, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to check out Susan's podcast, Seize Your Day, Tools for Living a Life of Passion and Purpose. And remember to check out the LilydaleAssembly.org website, because we have a slew of online classes that you can take advantage of during these winter months, okay? So thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Discover Your Spirit. I'm Brenda Reading, and we'll see you next time.